Steve Dale's Other World back with you on WGN. It's 12:37. A very special guest in studio. Just saw you on Channel 9, actually. And this is Chat Daddy Sims, who wears many, many hats. Among them, he is royalty. It's an honor to have royalty in the studio, the king of happy hours.
Well, thank you so much for that. Happy Sunday. So glad to be here with you and your amazing audience. This is an honor and a privilege to be here. But, you know, when you said royalty, I was like, me?
You,
but I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Isn't this view wonderful here?
Look, I take your place at any moment. Anytime you call in and can't do this, I would love to sit in for you because, yes, this view is everything here.
So you'd sit in just for the view?
Yes, yes.
And for the audience, oh, which you
absolutely
mentioned is the best out there. So how did you become the king of happy hours?
Well, believe it or not, I'm a former flight attendant. So oftentimes when I would travel to different places, happy hour was the best meal that we could get because we didn't make a lot of money and we would go and have a great time. And oftentimes we'd have to go to bed early. And then when I went into radio, I was in radio in the evening time. So in order to...
You mean working on the air?
Yes, sir. Yeah. In order to maintain a great relationship, I would have to go eat earlier. And I used to hear people say in Florida, you'd get the early bird special, you know, that more senior crowd. So at an early age, I became a part of that senior crowd and would be the first at many of the happy hours here in the city. And I'm so sad about the pandemic, you know, canceling a lot of the happy hours, but I love happy hour.
So here we serve beer at a lower cost than happy hour in Florida. Do they, is this Jell-O?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's still great alcohol and wonderful food in Florida during happy hour. It's same way here in Chicago.
So as a former flight attendant, I want to ask you, we hadn't planned on talking about this, but the craziness that's going on right now. Are you happy that you're not a flight attendant? Have empathy for example, I just read before you came in, this story about a man wearing his own kind of mask. True story. He wore a pink thong.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, friends, it verifies I'm not making this stuff up.
No.
A pink thong over his face, and they threw him off the airplane, of course, said you're not in compliance. And then part of the airplane passengers said, well, this guy's right. I'm walking off the plane. So they're missing their own flights for no reason except they're backing this guy who's wearing a pink thong. I mean, crazy.
Well, without dating myself, I remember when airplanes still had ashtrays in the seats.
You're not that, old. That
there was a smoking section.
So what happened when I'm not old enough to remember when people, but I've seen the pictures. They got dressed up.
Yes.
To go on an airplane flight.
Absolutely.
Pan Am flights or whatever. They'd wear a suit and tie.
Yes.
They weren't going to business meetings. It was
no.
Just because they were going on an airplane.
When I was much younger, before I became a flight attendant, you're absolutely right. That was a chance for us to get dressed in our Sunday best. We would go get on the airplane. You'd be very poised. You were lucky if you were on a flight that had a meal.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and just nowadays, people are just, I don't know what it is. I feel so sorry for my friends who are still in the business because people are just very vicious and not wanting to comply with the rules and the regulations. And we're in a time now where we're very uncertain about what is going on and just follow the rules. I talk to flight attendant friends all the time who tell me just the rudeness of the passengers, just the wanting to fight the crew. And it's just unbelievable. I went to Atlanta Father's Day weekend and there was a couple who sat down next to me and they were just going at it. I gave the flight attendant eye contact, like, do not close that door until we get this situation together. And they did calm down, but people are just, I don't know, they're at their wits' ends right now, and then having to comply with this mask rule is a whole different situation.
So why is all of that? Is it the mask rule? Is it one word I could say? Alcohol? I mean, what is it?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of the airlines have not been serving alcohol due to the pandemic.
But travel expert, who is right here on WGN, our Eye on Travel, Peter Greenberg, said that's not enough. What we have to do is do what the ballparks do and cut them off an hour before the flight so they cannot be served alcohol at the bars at the airport.
Believe it or not, more and more airports are putting more bars in. I recently flew through Midway and noticed the number of eating establishments that had alcohol. So they're getting trashed, if I could say, on sure. air before the flight. And then when they get on, they're packed in. They want to just act chaotic. And that's what's probably the problem, because a lot of these airlines are not serving alcohol. They recently announced that they would be. I think American Airlines did. I know Southwest at some point was not and may not still be serving. But that's what it is. They're drinking in the airport or either bringing their on. They're on alcohol on board, because I've even had flight attendants say you cannot drink your own alcohol on this flight.
So they're bringing like flask?
Absolutely.
What?
Or medicine bottles. Or what? I mean, you know, I've seen it all through the course of my career. Or are you kidding me? People who would go light up cigarettes, marijuana, you know, just people feel as if this is, you know, I paid for the ticket. This is my right. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a luxury. At least when I was younger, it was a luxury.
But it's all gotten worse mm-hmm. since the pandemic.
Yes.
I know you work with restaurants, and you happen to follow Sam Toya of the Illinois Restaurants Association, and you and I were talking about it for about 3 seconds mm-hmm. off the air,
mm-hmm.
but you said you wanted to mention something. I'm curious as to what the feedback is now, as I've said on the air, and I think she wrote, or he wrote his name here, Jefferson, mm-hmm. might be the listener. Who anytime I mention, well, the restaurateurs that I talk to, and then they want the names of all those restaurateurs. I don't know if they don't believe me, seem to think, as Sam Toya said the same thing, it kind of takes them off the hook. They're actually happy about it, and they feel safer and safer for their employees as well. I'm curious as to what you're hearing.
Now, are we talking about the vaccine
yes,
mandate?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely, because people proving that they've been vaccinated and can get in, it takes a lot of that headache out. The only problem is the customer that would come there and want to fight and argue because they're not vaccinated. Are you
just
kidding
like,
me?
It's the mask thing.
Yes.
Kind of thing,
you're
right?
going to turn my money down. You know, I briefly worked in retail this past holiday season, and one of the biggest
You've
issues
done everything
I have one of the biggest issues is people complying with the mask mandate.
Really?
How dare you tell me to put a mask on? How dare you? No, I'm not going to put it on. And meanwhile, she turns around and buys a $500 blender. So, I mean, you know, it's a back and forth with people that is just so unnecessary. We've lost so many people. This is something that I don't care what color you are. This has changed the world in which we live in. So I'm not understanding. Comply with the rules and let's move on with this horrible pandemic.
Well, and it is the world. It's not just it's just not Florida, and it's not one flight from Florida to wherever that flight is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the United States only. It's every country on the planet. And I'll tell you one thing about the pandemic that I think it showed us, it demonstrated, we are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Virus doesn't care.
That's right.
It doesn't care what you look like. It doesn't care what country you come from. It doesn't care about any of that.
That's right. It does not. You know, it used to be where race played a huge issue in everything. But with this pandemic, it does not anymore. I was looking at the news this morning where a sheriff had passed away. And when I looked at the television, you know, he was a Caucasian gentleman.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. And we all want to be very safe and careful in these critical times.
I guess the only question is equity. Can mm-hmm. we talk about that? So some countries in Africa, some countries in South America, some countries on and on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some island countries, the vaccines can't get to them, even if they can afford it, but it can't get to them.
That's right.
Because of the supply issues. So there is an equity issue,
mm-hmm.
but it's an equity issue more than the virus caring about anything about you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You're absolutely right about that. When this all first started and everybody was getting the vaccine, we were hearing so many stories of the wealthy and the elite being able to get the vaccine before the everyday common person. But as this pandemic rolls on, you see that they're having trouble, you know, making just people in any area get the vaccine. Where I was first in line, my business is connecting with people and being around people, so I wanted to do whatever was necessary
to move forward. Okay,
yes,
so
sir.
Let me interrupt you for a mm-hmm. moment. You're a community leader where you are, so you're first in line. And there was, in my view, but I can't completely understand, but understandably, to the extent that I can, mm-hmm. hesitancy in the African American community. Now, millions and millions of people around the world and in the U.S. who are African-American have been vaccinated. You have been. You're still here,
mm-hmm.
you know. But mm-hmm. I understand that hesitancy at first. Did people like you stepping up saying, and being very public about it make a difference?
It does. It makes a tremendous difference. But, you know, we as African Americans have been through so many various things, experiments and trials, and that there is still a lot of hesitancy. A lot of people feel as if the vaccine might be, they're putting chips in us. And you know, so you've got to convince people that, no, this is to save your life. This is to help you and to make a difference in the world in which we live in. I know people that will say to me now, oh, no. And I just feel as if you're going to keep that attitude, we need to figure out how can we get this into people so that we're able to move on.
All right. Well put. We've got a break here, but then I'm here in the studio with royalty. The king of the happy hours is
happy
here.
Happy hour.
That's right. What are the best happy hours in your view?
Oh, my.
And we will find out on WGN. It's 1247. Here in the studio with absolute royalty. I don't know if I should bow to your presence or just toast you, maybe with a drink, because you are, after all, the king of happy hours. Chat Daddy Sims is here. How many happy hours do you have for us?
Oh, right now, at least three I can talk about.
So let's start with number three.
Okay.
Number three.
STK Steakhouse on Kinzie. Over the holiday, I recently stopped in for their happy hour, and it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, I'm going to stop you here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can I do this? But I'm going to.
Okay.
It may be illegal. I don't want to be in trouble with the king.
Right.
But when you define a happy hour, what makes for a good happy hour, what are we looking for? And then we'll go through the three.
So we're looking for the items that they offer food-wise. STK, as you know.
You don't care about the drinks?
Oh, well, I do, but I'm more of a foodie. So okay. I look at what are you offering food-wise, because, you know, they are a very high-end steakhouse, and they do offer wonderful bites, samples, even, you know, nice portions of things. So I look at that, and then I do look at the cocktail menu. Their average cocktail is normally like $21 on the normal menu. They're half price during happy hour, and they do really well handcrafted cocktails. They had an amazing Manhattan that I enjoyed. And so I do look at that, but I look at the quality of the food and how much food are you receiving during this happy hour period.
Do you look at value and price?
I do. Okay. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, happy hour to me implies half price.
That's right. That's okay. Right. Yes. And, you know, again, there are limited hours. You get in, you get out. As I said before, most of my evenings are busy, so I'm able to do it and still have had a wonderful meal and, you know, move on.
Do you ever go to one place for the happy hour? What are they usually? 4 o'clock until 6 or something like that?
Believe it or not, some even start at 3 o'clock, so right after their lunch rush. And they usually end between 6 or 7. Some even end at 5.
Is this your life? At 3 o'clock, you go to one place.
Yes.
At 4 o'clock, you go to another. At 4:45, you go to another. Really? You do that?
I've done that. I have, depending
I
on if I'm traveling. I may do that on a regular. If I'm just here in the city, I go to one. But if I'm traveling, I may. Yes, absolutely. Especially Las Vegas, South Beach. I've been known to do that. Yes.
All right. So back to Chicago. Number three
would have to be McCormick and Schmidt on Wacker. They have a wonderful.
I said number three before, and you gave me a different one.
I gave you no. Number three was STK Steakhouse. Number
okay.
you
well,
need to say.
Well, we didn't finish that.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
I interrupted you asking you other questions. Tell me about STK Steakhouse and why that is number three.
Top-notch service, great food for the price point. Cocktails are amazing, and that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's on Kinzie in Chicago.
Yes, on Kinzie.
All right, number two.
Number two, McCormick & Schmidt on Wacker, a wonderful place that has a lovely happy hour, nice offerings, everything from seafood tacos to a wonderful hamburger that is great with fries. They have a lovely offering of food, calamari, clams on the half shell. Oysters on the half shell, just wonderful array. And then the cocktails are great. They offer everything from wine to mixed cocktails. So they have a great happy hour as well, too. And you get points there if you belong to their point system.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that half price? cocktails?
Yes, they are. They're at a great price. Well, I would say, yeah, $8-$9. So, you know, that's actually good because most places downtown, cocktails are very expensive. I went to one place and a martini was like $15 or $16.
Yeah, it's typical now.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so we've got two. They're both downtown or near downtown. Mm-hmm. Is number one in a neighborhood or downtown? We'll find out. The drum roll, please. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't pay for sound effects, so no drum roll.
Oh, my goodness.
So number one.
So we're going to travel out to Lombard, Illinois.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you thought I was going to all city. And we're going to go to Raw Sushi. We used to have a Raw Sushi here in Chicago, and it closed, but they have one in Lombard. And if you're a sushi lover, they have a phenomenal happy hour menu that offers just a plethora of things for you to enjoy, both cocktails and food.
Their regular sushi menu or close to that is what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's most of the rolls that are half price or at a special price, and it is really a great thing. My partner and I went for Sweetest Day, and we did our entire meal happy hour.
So your romantic meal was on the cheap.
That's right. That's right. That way
like
we
it.
Had money to go do other things.
Well,
yes.
I like that a lot.
See there?
And that's Raw Sushi in Lombard.
Lombard.
Well, where I saw you or discovered you myself was on the WGN TV News, my friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about New Year's resolution.
Yes.
For the time we have left, I'm curious about what your resolution might be. And then advice for those of us who want to make a resolution, but we're afraid we may not keep them.
Well, as I said on WGN TV, resolutions I don't necessarily believe in because they turn into resolies. But I do believe in focusing on things that you need to most work on to be able to achieve what it is that you want to do. If you want to lose weight, have you actually read books about what diet best works for your body type? Have you gone to your doctor to find out if you can actually go on a diet and what would be the healthiest way for you to do that? It's all about research. People get to the first of the year and, oh, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. Change can happen in your life at any particular point in life. So that's why I don't believe in the resolutions. I believe in just doing your research and moving forward in everything that you want to do with excellence.
Oh.
In excellence.
Why did you just say it that way?
Because a lot of people don't do it in excellence. We do it just, oh, I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. I want to change my hair color. Do it in excellence. Find the best thing that will be the right situation for you, which will turn into excellence.
In other words, do it right.
That's right.
If you're going to do it right.
Don't half do it.
Yep.
Okay. How long you've been doing this, and you're amazing at what you do?
I don't know about the amazing part of what I do, but I've been doing this since I was in high school.
Actually. See? Excellence.
Well, I might be an exception to that rule, but you avoided one question. So
what's
we're
that?
Chatting here, and
uh-huh.
you did this on purpose, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Your resolution.
My resolution is to continue to grow more. I love talk radio.
I'd like to grow more, too, but I think 5'3 is as far as I'm getting.
That's all right, but you look good at it. You really do. You really, you look handsome at it. You do. I want to continue to move forward.
He wears glasses, friends. Yes.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're good glasses. I love talk radio, so I want to focus more on moving back into the realm of talk radio.
Really?
I do.
You'd like
mm-hmm.
to host a talk show?
I would love to. I just think that, you
this
know.
This could be your audition.
Well, it might be. Who
just
knows?
Just don't take my job.
I will not. Look, I can co-host. I'm a great co-host as well, too. I'm not a greedy man now. I'm a very generous person. So I'm going to put it out there. That would be my resolution. Or see, I don't do resolutions. That would be my point of excellence this year.
Aha.
How's that?
I like it. How
mm-hmm.
can people reach you in social media?
My website is therealchatdaddy.com, therealchatdaddy.com.
So there's another chatdaddy.com that's in a
Well, you know, and... you know, in this day and age, you've got to be the real one or
yes.
you've got to be the original one.
Yes.
On Instagram at chatdaddy, on TikTok at chatdaddy, Facebook, it would be The Real Chat Daddy Show.
All right. Very mm-hmm. good. In other words, he's everywhere, and I'm glad you were here. You're a terrific
you.
Guest, and listeners agree. I'm reading these texts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate
you.
Them. Yeah. I love people. I'm a man from the south side of Chicago who just believes in all people coming together, love each other. Happiness is what we need to all be about. As I said on TV the other day, let's not be petty. Let's be beautiful.